All right, Chase Sexton, hey, man, I felt like your race kind of came down to the start a little bit, and you didn't get it, and that was kind of all she wrote in this class.
Yeah, the start was not good. Not one start today was good for me. I got bad practice start, the fake hole shot wasn't good. Heat race start wasn't good. Main event was really not good, but I actually kind of made it work a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't that great. I was sketchy in the whoops, which I think everyone was, but I started jumping. I'm like halfway through, which wasn't great, but I made it through it. So they were so gnarly. Like on a 450, it's a lot of the handle, and didn't feel that comfortable. So yeah, it wasn't a great night. Lost a lot of points to Jason and Eli, but we're going east now. So excited to go back home because I'm going back to Florida tomorrow and get back to Tyler's and just start working again, and hopefully we find something and come out swinging in Minneapolis. But I'm actually happy to go back to East Coast because I've raced two series of the East Coast Championship for 2VD, so I'm more familiar with those tracks and how they break down. So overall, just excited.
We talked about a big breakthrough with you on the bike a little while ago, clamps and changes to the frame and everything. You still happy with that, or do you feel like you still need places to go, or will it change because you're going to the East?
We definitely still have a lot of work to do. It seems like it gets better, but the whoops, I feel like when we have speed coming into them, it's just not very good for us. I feel like we still have work to do there. I feel like coming out of the corner, if they're out of the corner, we're better in them for whatever reason. But it's definitely an ongoing battle. I mean, the bike's never perfect, but we have some room to work, and I obviously have room to work with myself because not everyone hits them perfect every lap. I can't focus on being perfect. Obviously, you don't want to crash, but you got to kind of find that fine line between crashing and getting sketchy. So, yeah, I mean, I still have the clamps on, which is everyone's kind of been – Kenny has them on now. So, yeah, it's just ongoing, and we have some bigger projects we need to do with the bike too.
You know what's crazy is JB loves whoops, and he was like, it's kind of ridiculous when they build that many in the way they are. You are great in them, and you're like kind of like, hey. And then I had a couple 250 guys tell me, like, they just want to retire from the sport after trying to ride through them. So, like, I don't want to be, like, you know, no one's a pussy here, but, like, maybe they're a little much?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like a pussy after practice. I'm like, dude, there's no way I can hit those for 20 laps. No way. I'm like, they got
20 minutes.
Yeah, I got, yeah, not 20 laps, 20 minutes. So, I actually told Laura, I'm like, dude, can you go talk to somebody? Because they got to cut those things down. He did talk to him, but I don't feel like they really cut them down that much. They kind of just left them. They said pretty much just deal with it.
What happened to rolling them before the night show?
I don't know. I thought they were going to do it, and then I came out for the heat race, and I'm like, well, they're not really. I rode them because we had that hot lap for the opening ceremonies, and they felt better, but they were smooth. If they were smooth, they'd be great, but there's 900 times. People go through them. I don't know how many times they go through whoops. Like, if you added up how many laps they went through them, it's a lot. So they just don't hold up, and when you build them that steep and that, I don't know, it wasn't great. Obviously, if you talk to Anderson, he's probably loving it. Because he won.
No, he actually made some big mistakes in them too near the end. He couldn't really get through them either really good. Like, I'm sure he loved it overall, but, dude, he was sketchy too.
Yeah. I guess I gotta be a little bit more comfortable with getting sketchy because they do it and they somehow ride it out. I've seen Ferrandis a few times. Just, I don't know how he saves it, but he saves it. So maybe I gotta get better at that.
Marv get you back. Marv got you back. I don't know. Did you make a mistake or did he just catch it?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I was jumping the whoops, which is his strong point. So I made a mistake there. And then he got by me. He caught up to the back of me, and I was kind of just, I wasn't great at jumping through the whoop, so I was really losing a lot of time there, but I was feel like that was better than crashing. So it wasn't, I didn't really ride that great all day. I was kind of, these last two weekends have been not the greatest, so.
Let's get back on track in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go back east and get back to riding in Florida and not being out in California where there's traffic and just a mess. I got a speeding ticket the other day, which wasn't good. So, but you don't feel like that never happened in California. But I've had a few close calls, and I finally got one.
What freeway?
241, a toll road.
Oh, the toll road. Oh, wow. Yeah.
They're sitting out there. They're like coming down a hill. You crush the hill. I haven't said. I told my dad I was going 80, but I was really going 92.
Oh yeah.
And a 65, which just wasn't good.
That's not good, but I thought toll roads were pretty free and clear.
I thought it was really, like, those auto bodies, and it's kind of what they are, but apparently not. He got me. He was nice, though. He wrote me for 80, not 92.
Is that right before you coming down to Irvine, right, down in there?
Yeah, it was literally, you crest the hill coming out of Corona, and I was moving going down the hill, but, I mean, I could have probably justified if I was going maybe 80, but 92 you can't really justify.
Yeah, you got to just take it. All right, man, thanks. We'll see you in Minneapolis. It's going to be cold, so bring some winter jackets.
I'm excited. That's kind of where I grew up. not where I grew up, but it's close to Illinois. So, yeah, I'm ready to get back to the cold.
Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you, Steve.